Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
We both look over at this other customer who's looking in the trunk of another car, and I saw every bit of 10 inches of butt crack. I mean, his pants were almost at his knees, bending over. You don't notice that's falling down?
It's hot.
You think that's okay in public? I mean, his pants were almost completely off. I had to see it.
So that's why you're off your game today.
It is.
Cut two.
Oh, so like an MFF?
Like what?
MFF.
Oh, we call them a boy, girl, girl.
Oh, Doug, boy, girl, girl. You were wrong.
We keep it cute and Japanese.
I do. Yeah, you know what? That is a homage to the Pacific Rim, isn't it?
I think so.
Why would it be?
Because it's Japanese, bro.
Saying a boy?
No, boy, girl, girl.
That's Japanese? I don't get it. I'll be upfront about that.
Oh, I just meant because it's very kawaii.
Yeah, like,
what?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
I'm following everything, Tasha. Doug's out of line. He's been doing the show too long.
Oh, no, Doug.
Yeah, that's my feelings exactly.
Cut three.
We're sitting in the pool, and this couple comes up, and one, the guy's a doctor from St. Paul, and his wife's probably like, I don't know, she's like a Des Moines. On the area code scale, she's about a Des Moines, so nothing real special.
But what the hell does that mean? What's a Des Moines?
First number 1 through 9 is their face. The second number 1, you give them the business, or 2, you wouldn't. And then the third number is 1 through 9, their body. Des Moines is 515, so she's kind of like average.
515, okay, got it.
So she like dips down in a few margaritas, and then she starts getting weird, and she starts dusting my buddy's Johnson and in the pool. And is anybody down here for like, you know, mixing it up?
Cut four.
I think we all remember John Daly's historic trip around Amen Corner in 2006.
Who was he paired with?
I think he withdrew and like.
Well, that didn't matter. On the 11th hole, John smoked 4 Marlboros and had an entire 6-pack of Natty Light.
Nice.
On the majestic 12th hole, he lost $50,000 betting on the 8th race at Saratoga. And then as he approached the beautiful 13th tee, he learned that a cement block had crumbled on his double wide and his 7th wife's cousin Fester was trapped underneath. Magnificent moment happens only at the Masters.
Cut five.
They're looking for things that are approachable, little and cute, but that doesn't necessarily mean smaller men. It just means that when they go toy shopping in a very threatening sex toy shop, they want to see something little and cute. So a lot of the toys will have like little baby animals on them, and koala bears and dolphins. It's very weird.
Very,
but it's just psychological.
Just darling.
People like it.
Yeah. Well, I'm little and cute and hung like a stallion, so holla
okay,
at me, Tom.
Oh, hi, that's inappropriate. We're doing an interview. And
all right.
Cut six.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
I believe this is the best secret because I can't say. My eyes are open, you stupid idiot.
Excuse me.
You don't get no work hold.
Ah.
Donald, would you quit asking me about panties?
God bless it.
Periscope or Facebook Live. I'll talk to everybody later. Have a good night.
So that was a
smooth.
There's this one part. I'll play it again. I can't even explain it right now. I'll just play it again.
Doug, take a listen.
With the lever, Plowsy.
Donald, would you quit asking me about panties?
Ah, there it comes again.
Sounds like Dotem's causing problems in the Periscope, too.
He causes problems everywhere.
Cut seven.
I just realized that you guys left 920. I'd been listening to 920 for a long time,
yeah.
And I just realized you guys left, and then I came back here. I've been holding on 920 for the last couple of months, and then no one took my call, and then I came back here. And, I mean, man, to be on the air with you guys is really a treat.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Ben Fredrickson, do you guys know each other?
We do, yeah. We crossed paths when he power ranked the writer's block of the worst of the locally sourced shows. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing okay, Ben.
Good to hear you, man.
Larry, do you feel like you have the writer's block's blood on your hands since the show no longer exists and you gave them your lowest ranking?
One word, yes.
Cut two.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
Hello again, everybody.
Oh.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello.
Hello again, everybody. And there that was. Ben, welcome to the show.
This is what goes on.
Cut three.
Glad I got to hear Tim describing Edmondson's goal to Jay Jr. How lucky are we to have someone who so vividly could explain what happened since, you know, there's no way for Jay to see that goal anymore. High-level operation, fellas. That's from Lord of my parents' base. Jay, they're mad at you for not
I don't give a rat's ass that they're mad at me. I'm not going to wake up in the... I woke up at 6:12. I got my fat ass out of bed. I drove to Starbucks, and I drove here and had a couple of smokes. Put that in your pipe. And I got a box score in front of me.
Cut four.
Yeah, God bless America. Now listen for Rich Gould coming up next on the mic.
Derek Gould. Derek. Derek Gould.
I thought he said preschool.
Derek Gould.
Nixie, I'll talk to you on Snapchat.
Cut five.
Who better to ask than Insider Iggy? I'm sure he got to know Sergio just like he got to know Jason Duffner. By got to know, I mean Iggy yelled nice shot at Sergio while watching the Masters on TV at home by himself with a stack of Playboy issues going back 45 years to his left and a cardboard cutout of Lady Gaga to his right. You freaking creep.
Cut six.
She has nice feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you
indulged?
I have.
That's a yes. I mean, you might as well at this point just say yes.
Yeah, that's yes. Yes, I have.
I own souls.
Yes, I have.
So what did you do?
I just rubbed them. Just a good rubbing. She needed a good rubbing.
Cut seven.
I am going to trust you here, but realize your credibility is on the line for this 1 minute of sound.
It's a good one, I assure you.
All right, we'll figure that out. Here we go.
No, I don't want to see Biff's hole.
Yeah, that's all you want to
I have not seen Bill's hole, so quit asking me that stupid question. Pardon me, but I cough. Sorry about that again. And no, Jared, I am not high.
Oh, man.
And no, I will not do either Bubba the Love Sponge or Dino Costa. I don't have the whooping cough. No Mercedes vibes. No, my name is not Huge Erection. No, I don't have hammer toe. No, I'm not treading. How would you know the walkout gangster is a bottle? Why does everyone know about my panties? I don't wear panties. Yeah, I am wearing pants. But we're asking about that stuff.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
What if ESPN did not suspend Bill Simmons for his comments about NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in September 2014?
I know my life would be different. I took a big turn when Bill Simmons' career had a vicissitude. I don't care where Bill Simmons is working.
What about his hole?
I don't. It's a nice hole, Bill. I don't care where he's working. I just don't.
Cut two.
Maybe for the East Side Horrier or whatever the hell your friggin' name is, that maybe we should worry more about North Korea than we should about the friggin' Alaska Fairbanks rifle team. Now, go home and get your East Side shine box.
Wow, wow, wow.
Chump.
Cut three.
Nighttime blues game. Cannot hear KMOX in Missouri. They hear it all over the country. Not me. I couldn't hear it in Columbia. It's 90% and it's 10% Chris Kerber. I had to get almost to the Herman exit before I can hear KMOX at night to hear the blues game. Oh, I was hopping mad. I mean livid. KMOX.com. Can I hear it that way? Nope. I cannot hear the Cardinals. I couldn't hear the blues until we get almost to the Herman exit. Ah.
Cut four.
That sounds
Section
like a heck of a
314. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
14 at the blues game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll be at the top row. Hit me up.
Well, I'm not surprised you're sitting on the top row. Who's your like yourself?
Whatever. Your family history bits suck.
Cut five.
This dog will need maybe $1,000 a year worth of dental care. Well, I don't get that. I'm not paying $1,000 a year for any dog. The dog can eat just fine. And if it needs another ACL surgery, you know what? Limp.
Cut six.
Morning, a haiku to honor the Wild's comeback. Delish inner thigh. Sop those fries in my diapy. Soft serve dippin'.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Who was it?
Doug, that's from Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12. Don't laugh. Don't encourage him.
Cut seven.
Hello, Larry.
Guys, you there?
Yes. Yeah. Hello, Larry. Larry, are you there?
Nurse, Nancy.
Hello, Larry.
Anybody there?
Larry, are you there?
Anybody there?
Yes. Yes, we're at the M. I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right here, Annie.
Mayday. Mayday.
Larry! I don't think he can hear us.
Nurse. Nancy.
Yes! We're here. We're here.
Right here.
Yes, we can hear you.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
You live in Wentzville. What do you expect?
Oh, what do you expect? It's New Kirkwood. People need to act like it and stop driving their piece of crap Dodges and their piece of crap Ford diesel trucks around like there's something special. There's families trying to eat. There's a whole family, about seven people sitting there, and there's some guy in some stupid Duramax, and he revs it up, right? And all this white smoke comes out. Mm. And it's all they're only doing it because they have small penises. Mm-hmm. I have a large penis. I don't need to rev my truck.
Cut two.
M.F. Mike Francesa.
Yes, right, even though you seemed like you had a stroke when you were pronouncing his name.
Fall asleep.
Dodgers.
He's the number one pick, that guy.
Trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong, apparently. That guy's the number one.
He's the number one pick.
Okay.
Now, this was the one, because everybody figured Francesa would go one.
To where? Where is he going?
92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
He's got to leave his station now and go to Cleveland.
He's got to move from Manhattan to Cleveland.
I'll leave it at the four.
Cut three.
All right.
Swope named it that.
It's a montage.
Listen to one of his sodes.
That's why.
It's a montage.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After.
Cusimono.
With Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Now, here is Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan.
Where do you see the K?
Cut four.
Is that a regular thing that you ask women when you meet them?
Because
if that is, I can tell you right now why you hadn't had a girlfriend.
Why?
Because it's not a normal. It's not a normal practice to go up to a woman and say, "Will you take off your shoes so I can look at your feet?"
Well, how are you going to look at them if you don't ask them to take them off?
Right. So yeah, it's a great question, Doug.
Yeah.
And that's what
she
I describe
as step down.
That's yeah, exactly. That's
cut five.
He announced on both Twitter and Facebook that he would not be able to do a Blues intermission report because of Bill's hole.
What did that mean?
In
real world, not like dragon world. What did that mean to like?
I don't know, but here I think he elaborates. Here, take a listen if you would.
All right, hit the
I keep
point.
Getting questions about a certain person's hole, which is Bill's. So if anybody was to say anything about Bill's hole, why the fascination about Bill's hole? You're not seeing my nips. Woo! Let's go, Blues.
Cut six.
I think it'd be kind of neat if we were all introduced with our names mispronounced.
It'd be, it would be kind of.
How could they mispronounce yours? Unless you were Doe Vaughn.
Yeah, that could be.
Apparently, we do. Seymour sent it, so we can play it if you'd like.
Doug, you go.
Now, sure. Here is Frank Cusimono on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Obviously, this woman's a big fan of my work. Frank Cusimono. Cusimono with you.
Cut seven.
If she's got to sit there and agree to do it, at least wake up.
I like kittens and bunnies.
Why does she have to say kittens instead of kittens?
I like leopards and dolphins.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool that you actually like leopards. Wow, I think I'll watch some of your videos now. I wasn't going to before. She's just so real.
I like really manly men.
Okay.
And I like voices on females.
Just super, super cool. And hot. I assume she didn't get much past the third grade.
Do what?